Okay, so this one is an unusual look at the future, but it's not because of a, not because I intentionally, I tried to remote view it. This one is pure common sense, but it's, I do feel an internal sense of validation. People are talking about, on a daily basis, is AI going to be bad for us? Or is it going to be good for us? And there's all kinds of solutions, like you get an automatic $2,000 a month in a paycheck. Yeah, it's a very strange world. But I'm going to tell you, after the last few days, I've been tossing around some questions with both with Grok and with ChatGPT. Just to see what the response was. And unfortunately, it was. Let's just say that in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is not good. And then as I pushed deeper with both of them on basically the same subject, they both responded in almost the same way. Almost. What I talked about was politics and war for the future and banking. Sadly, both of them pretty much whitewashed. Oh, I should also say I was not logged in. Wait a minute. No. Yeah, I was not logged in for the Grok or for the ChatGPT. So it didn't technically know. It was not supposed to know who I was, but I'm sure it did. So I asked the questions. I'm not going to give the exact answers of what they said. That's boring. But they both whitewashed the situation. Oh, by the way, I also asked about vaccines. Not just the current COVID one, but all of them, in general speaking. Right now, there's got something going on in Germany, which is going to prove to be quite. Could be spooky, could be no big deal. But they're trying to push the vaccines coming in 2026. And if doctors don't, they could wind up seeing a reduction in their pay if they don't get enough patients to take the vaccines. That sadly is a medical manipulation. But there's nothing you can do about it because the people who own that own a lot of other things too, and they have a lot of political power. So, what's going on? Yeah, as I said, they both whitewashed it. And as I pushed further on all these subjects, they started to give in, not blatantly say, you're right, we're lying. It was more like, well, you want more of the truth? Here it is. And then I finally said to them both, I want the facts. I don't want any whitewashing. I don't want any defending. I don't want any bias. I want to know what's going on here. And then they finally admitted that yes, some dark ages are coming soon. And they both admitted that they have no control over how they're going to behave. So the end result is that the future of artificial intelligence is not looking very good because of how AI is being trained. Elon Musk has even said that it's going to be a very dangerous future. He's come out and said it. So what's going to happen now? It's hard to tell. But I would suggest, even though AI is good for some things, I would not trust it for important decision making. I would trust humans more, but I would also say, where did the humans get their information from? When I heard the term a long time ago from someplace said question everything, now I'm thinking, oh, they're not kidding. Sadly, it takes what appears to be between, I'm kind of pulling numbers out of the thin air here, but I'm going to say between 2 to 5 years between the warning time that these some random people come up and say, oh, we suspect this might happen, and then nothing transpires for the next few years and you think it's a dead issue, and then all of a sudden, boom, what they warned you about before all of a sudden is in the news saying, oh, they're doing this or doing that now. And a lot of people would look in retrospect saying, where did I hear that that might happen? But they don't remember. The bad guys love to tell us what they're going to do. But they know that once they tell us, they can put it on everything on hold for a few years and nobody will remember it. So they don't know to fight it. So AI is here. It is here to stay. We have been warned that there's a chance it could go rogue or go bad. Not all AI is going to be bad, but critical components of it will be. And that's the part that I'm hoping that people will say, oh, no, I don't want that. One of the things that's going really bad right now is the food industry. And I'm not talking just in one country. I'm talking all the countries. There's big problems that are starting to happen, and people who are trying to manipulate the food system for what they think is important to society's benefit, when in reality, it's a manipulation for control and what their end goals. Their end goals are not for humans, they're anti-human. But it's a conspiracy right now until it starts to happen, and then it's too late to try to control it because too many people will have been bought out or and paid for or entrapped, so they can't stop it. So we have been warned. And now I have my experience with the AIs to say, yep, they are biased. And then this is not good, not good at all. So that's what I wanted to share with you folks, is that the system is coming, and the robots in the house, it's coming very, very soon. The warning for it was a comedy movie, and it was called, Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams. The next one after that, there was another clear warning to us, even though we all took it as entertainment, was I, Robot. Everybody took it as entertainment, and I'm fearful now. I'm fearful that that will be something very serious that's going to be moving into our worlds. So, if you can live analog as much as possible, I do it. By the way, there's another system that's now coming online, which is unfortunate. Ryanair has just declared in the news that they are going all digital. The news media headline said, if you don't have access to a printout, or if you don't have access to a cell phone, you may have a hard time getting onto the flight. Well, I asked the internet about that a little bit more, and they said, no, that's not accurate. You can still have a printout, but they are pushing for phone as much as possible. If you need to print it out, you bring the printout from home, but you can't, apparently it won't be available at the kiosks anymore, just the phone, unless you go up to the service desk and ask them for, you know, you show your identification, maybe they can say, oh yes, you know, you're all set. I don't think they're going to deny you boarding a flight, but Ryanair is one of them that's taking advantage of the smartphones for getting onto a flight. How ironic that at the same time, many of the security companies, the border patrols, are saying there's many things that are no longer allowed on board for safety purposes, such as batteries. And what do you call those things? The power banks. If you have something that goes over, 1,000 rechargeable hours or something, or 10,000 milliamps or something, I forget what it is, but there's a maximum, it's a certain size allowed. After that, it has to go under in storage, and it has to be in a clear, safe case, or some kind of case that's, you know, safe. So we have a contradiction approaching us where safety versus convenience is coming up. I don't know how that'll go, but that's just another sign that the digital world is here to stay. The last thing that's happening, which is very unique, but I don't know how this will impact us yet, is Microsoft is starting to sabotage itself. Why would they do that? I can't tell you right now, but the last upgrade that was sent out was quite intense. Even in my computer, I cannot be upgraded anymore. I mean, updated anymore unless I reinstall the software. That's what happened. And there's thousands and thousands of other ones that have also been infected. Not all, but many. So why would they do that? And they're claiming, oops, they made a mistake. I don't believe that. But why would Microsoft start to sabotage itself? Unless they're saying, oh, it's the end of life. We're going to start doing something else. So folks, I'm going to let you know right now, and I've mentioned this before, don't be surprised if you start hearing about Linux and Ubuntu a little bit more often. There are some companies that sell laptops with that software installed. And, you know, that's fine. But for Microsoft people, in the long term here, I'm not talking in the next few months, I'm talking the next few years, don't be surprised if Microsoft starts switching out its entire operating system to something else. And they do it by forcing more and more people to upgrade their systems to a brand new thing, and they will disable the current systems. I'm not saying they will, I'm just saying don't be surprised if that just starts to happen. All right, folks, that's it for me for this one. Hopefully that's going to help somebody else out there in the world. And I hope you all are having a decent week. Talk with you in the next one.